What's up, guys? Welcome back to another exciting episode of The Goons. I'm Max.
I'm Nick.
And I'm your fantastic Yoko.
Fantastic? What makes you so fantastic?
Nothing.
Isn't Yoko isn't Yoko like a bad saying? Like, oh, you fucking Yoko, because you usually come between people?
I came between you two. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, Nick, so you have some stuff you want to talk about?
Yeah, like things being... I don't want to be a hard ass, but things being repopularized again. Like, Pokemon was fucking huge when we were kids, and now Netflix comes around, and it's brilliant. Like, they're making, I don't know, they're not, are they making money?
Probably.
Yeah, but I've been, like, really putting on Pokemon, even though it's already, most people already have the membership.
Well, I mean, Pokemon was, like, on Netflix has been demanded for a long time. So I think since Netflix has came out, everyone's always wanted Pokemon on
but
there.
I mean, like, in Netflix.
I like Chin Pokemon. From South Park.
Like,
Chin Pokemon?
What is it? Chin Pokemon.
Oh, the Sword of Evil Forces. I remember that.
You can collect them in the game, too, in the South Park game.
Yeah?
Yeah, you gotta find them around.
That was a funny episode.
I heard that game's fucking gnarly, though. Is it pretty sick, or?
I've only played a little bit, but it's cool. I torrented it, since they don't have it for Mac.
Should I torrent it?
Yeah.
I'll torrent it.
It's like 4 or 5 gigs.
I torrent the shit out of that thing.
That shit was tight.
Well, I was saying, like, I mean, if it's been demanded, like Max was saying, like, how come Netflix didn't put a tax on it? Like, oh, we'll throw it on, just but you have to pay an extra, like, $5, extra $6. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, paying for it right now. A lot of people wanting to get it. I just don't like the fact that, like, everybody's all, oh, fucking Pokemon. Like, I can take pictures half naked with a card and I'm a fucking nerd.
If they're real Pokemon fans, they would have downloaded it like I did.
Exactly. Like, we have all the seasons. Same thing with Digimon. I don't know if anybody likes it, but
I
fucking love
Digimon. I was
Digimon.
A Digimon kid.
Yeah, so was
everyone was like, why do you like that shit?
This is fucking dope.
They'll be like, it's a fake Pokemon.
No, it's not.
But I'll like, remember, they'll be like, they ripped Pokemon off. Look,
I was like, how? Because they can fucking speak?
Yeah, because they're both called monsters.
Agumon.
I understand. I mean, I would just say, like, if you were a real fan, you could have been watching Pokemon years ago. You don't have to start watching it now. And if someone sees that people are posting pictures of Pokemon,
automatically someone's going to
be on
it.
Why are you going to post the same fucking picture if everyone's doing it? Like, if one person is posted, that's all we need.
Yeah, but I mean, like, for me, it's just the influx of, like, oh, it's on Netflix.
They do it for the likes.
Right? And that's all it is. Like, yeah. Oh, it's on Netflix. Great. Everybody that never fucking knew anything about it is just going to go on and be like, oh, I fucking love Pokemon. I was like, oh, wait. Did you call me gay for liking Pokemon when I was younger? Like,
right.
Oh, just because it's fucking cool now. Yeah, remember that? This shit happens a lot. Like, this is a segue right into the next shit I want to talk about. Comic-Con. Leave it to the fucking nerds, okay? I don't give a shit if you're like, oh, like, I want, like, okay, one, leave the fucking horror cosplay out of it. I don't fucking...
I never seen horror cosplay. What do you mean?
Like, cosplay done wrong.
Oh, okay.
Like, cosplay is like, oh...
They meant, like, horror movies.
No, it's like fucking, like, oh, I'm fucking Superman with a G-string. Like, the fuck does that have to do with anything? Like, it's not appealing to
anybody.
Only
do it if you're a guy.
Yeah, see, you know what? I'll take it for a guy. The girl stands, they're just doing it. They probably didn't have time to know shit. I'm just annoyed that, like, the
I
fact...
I want to see guy ass.
Like, the fact the people that I saw bought the Comic-Con tickets are people that are fucking... Like, people they called us nerds when we were younger.
Yeah, I see. Like, I've noticed that,
yeah,
too.
It's fucking annoying. And then, too, like, isn't it, like... It's
I blame
like
it on the
anymore.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
But I like the show, but... Fuck
I don't
them.
Know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just fucking annoying. I saw a couple people who had it, and they're just like, oh, yeah, I fucking nerding out. I was like, fucking nerding out? It's like meeting an artist. It's like meeting Greg Capullo or fucking
out.
Paul Dini and being like, oh, dude, you created one of my favorite heroes. It's not fucking I watch Doctor Who, and I'm fucking cool, so I'm going to go to Comic-Con.
I actually want to go to Comic-Con and meet the new Doctor.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've been watching it because you like it. It's not because it's in, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I didn't know it was in. I'm like, because I was watching it. No, because I have a couple friends that are posting about it, but they're really into it. And then I'm like, I started watching it and I liked it.
So it's like, in as fuck. It's like when American Horror Story is on.
But I've seen girls that be like, oh, I just watched like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
You know? But Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's like fucking, it's like American Horror Story. Like,
dude, I think about Doctor Who when I have sex.
I was thinking, that's a real fan right there.
What would the Doctor
that's
do now?
Fan.
It makes you rock
dun,
hard
dun,
and shit.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun. like thrusting into the rhythm of the song.
Baby, I just came in
your
TARDIS.
What do you think about that?
What?
Huh? The fucking non-Nerdist going to Comic-Con.
Nerdist news? You're talking about?
No.
Just
the
fucking jocks, dude.
They've ruined shit for people. That's why. It's like those indie bands you like, and then they get huge, then everybody burns it out.
I still love Title Fight.
It's true.
No, but you know, it's like, fuck you guys. Fuck my point.
I'm not like that.
Max is so like that. He's like, can you believe this bitch? She wants to take me to go see Title Fight.
That's like the opposite. That's the opposite of what I was saying. I was like, yeah, I get to go see Title
Fight.
He's
like, yeah, I guess I get to go see with this bitch.
Someone invited me to go see Title Fight again, but the one by Oxnard on the 14th.
So you go?
But what were we talking about? Oh yeah, for me, like I don't see it like that. Like, so what if like Pokemon's getting burned out? So what if like
I don't give a shit. It's burning burned out. It's just annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying, but it doesn't stop me from like liking it. You know,
that is a neat trend though. Just be a geek.
Yeah, it really is.
It's been like 4 years since it started. It started with that.
The Marvel.
Do you guys remember those geek or nerd shirts? Like,
it says geeky with the glasses and shit.
Yeah, I think it started with that. I gotta go back in time, guys.
Yeah, you know what? I'm pinpointing it. Weezer.
Weezer?
Yeah, I'm fucking blaming Weezer.
Why?
Because Weezer's the fucking. They brought back the Buddy Holly glasses, and they were just fucking. All of a sudden, I remember reading an article.
I think of Buddy Holly, I think of his hair.
They brought back that whole fucking. Oh, we're nerd rocking us. So they're shitting. I was like, really? You guys are nerd rocking? Obviously, never heard of fucking Devo or the Descendants. Like, yeah. And then after that, that's when I started seeing the geeky shirts and like the. Oh, nerdy, talk nerdy to me, and also they're bullshit. I'm like, okay.
You don't want me to talk nerdy to you, girl. Exactly. You're going to get turned off. You're not going to want to have sex with me.
She won't understand.
Right? She's like, this isn't nerdy. I see the glasses, but nothing makes sense. Like, it just...
Well, this trend is just like every other trend. It's just for the look. It's just
appearance. But it's taking forever to die out.
I've been called...
Maybe it's here to stay.
Ooh. Looks like I'm going to go fucking... I don't know what am I gonna do.
Maybe you just do the same shit you're always doing. Just fuck them.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I kind of saw it a little bit when I went to Kamikaze. It was just a lot of people going there for fucking, in general, Suicide Girls and Norman Reedus. No one else went up to, like, they had the actual creator. I want to say that one of the creators or someone, like, monumental to the Walking Dead comic book. And he was, like, it was, like, fucking a ghost town in his booth. Like, no one was there. It was just like, well, fucking thank him for you know, throwing it out there and you guys having a TV show you like. But no one's going to fucking know who it is. And, I mean, I guess it's kind of like we can use it to an advantage if the people, if you know someone, you know, if you look up to, you aspire or you just look up to someone like that and you can be like, oh, no one's going to fucking know who this guy is. Cool, I get some fucking alone time with this dude. Like, talk about real good shit.
I did that once at Long Beach Comic Con. I forgot his name. The guy that wrote 30 Days a Night, the comic book?
Yeah.
I forget his name. But, like, no one knew who he was. And then, like, I'm like, oh, tight. So I got all my comic books signed. And I left. Happy camper.
And then they make another 30 Days of Night, like, TV show. Is that going to get popular, too?
You know what else is the same thing? Anime or manga.
What's annoying or?
Same shit, like, trendy-ish.
I do, but I never had a fucking love for that. Like, I love Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
And, like, Blue Demon's pretty sick. And there's another show on Toonami that was really fucking sick. But other than that, like
show, the only
Fooly
one.
Cooly, have you seen that one?
Huh?
Fooly Cooly, I think.
Fooly Cooly or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's another one of them. Fucking Space Dandy. That was pretty fucking dope.
They have this new one. No, it's not even anime. Never mind. It's like some guy with a pompadour.
Yeah, Space Dandy.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah,
that's pretty sick. That's new, huh?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I was going to watch it because one of my favorite bands posted about it.
Who?
Calabrese. They're like. Oh, you guys should check this out.
Yeah, because it's the guys who they made like Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Huh?
They like anime?
No, I don't think so, but they like guys with pompadours.
I guess it's like the mustache thing. Do the mustache fads still
here? Oh, yeah.
I hate that shit. It's just fucking all the girls and shit.
Everybody's like, oh, my God, he has handlebars. Oh, my God, he has a beard. Like, okay. In reality, like, if he looked that fucking scruffy, there's something wrong with him.
Like, yeah, but like a couple years ago, mustaches was associated with like rapists. And
oh yeah, yeah. All of a sudden now it's fucking
now
hot.
You need a mustache.
But okay. You made a good point. But the thing is, those girls that are like, oh my God, I want a beard. Look at their Tumblrs and Twitters. Rape fantasies. Oh, right? Beat me till I'm black and blue. Cut me. Tie me some. Hey, bitch, I tie you anywhere, I'm leaving you. Okay.
If I tie you, simple. I'm just gonna kill you.
Right.
And then I'm gonna get on your phone and be like, all right, we had a nice time. See ya.
Like, the only one girl that I did tie up, she didn't even know she liked getting tied up until she met me.
Until she came off really creepy. She didn't know she was getting tied up until she met me.
It's true. She was always like
Mad Max Thunder Rape.
Before me, she was dating this dude for like 3 years.
He never tied her up.
Most boring sex ever. Like, she would tell me, like, three positions, and that was it. And
oh, I've heard that. I've heard stories.
For, like, 3 years and shit.
Who does that shit, though? Just, like,
boring-ass dudes?
Nick's like, me. Like, you know, I love it. But then she now, I heard Nick gets wild in bed.
Oh, Nick.
Kama Sutra expert.
Nick's the king.
Yeah, I'll be lucky if someone else is in that bed, too.
He hangs from the roof and shit, like, let's do it.
Straight helicopter? You guys seen that video?
There was, like, a David Cook movie that he was doing, like, if he had sex with a girl, that she would meet the love of his life.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was, like, this scene where...
I had that curse for a while.
They were doing the scene where, like, there was a bunch of weird-ass positions, and there was one where he was hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Like, she was crazy.
She was cray.
You think he's funny?
Who?
David Cook?
I thought he was funny when I first saw him, but then I forgot about him.
I've seen, like, one or two of his specials, and that was, like, the only funny thing.
One of his funny ones was when he was talking about, something like, being drunk. It was, like, I guess, true shit.
David Cook?
Dane Cook.
Dane Cook. Oh, shit.
Max always messing up names.
I'm not a name guy.
I didn't catch it until this guy's like, David Cook? I mean, Dane Cook.
Dane Cook.
Nah, never a big fan. I mean, like, he was pretty... Wasn't he in Waiting?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking funny in that, but... He had, like...
No, Waiting? No, yeah. That was... That wasn't Dane Cook.
That was Ryan Reynolds in Dane Cook. He's one of the cooks.
Oh, Dane Cook was in it. Never mind.
Yeah, he's the dick-ass cook.
Just... I like his stand-up because he tells stories and shit. It's not like a joke punchline kind of guy. He's like, he'll tell, like, a story.
I mean, speaking of stories, I mean, I fucking fell in love again with Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
Like, I remember just watching it as a kid, but, I mean, we talked about that, the love of those movies.
That explains the gin that you had right there behind you.
Oh, dude, I swear to God, we got home. My mom, she's been working late shifts.
Yeah.
She got home today. It's like, gin and juice. I'm like, did she fucking shoot someone on the way over? Like,
I just came with a family. Wasn't pretty. That's how she talks when she drinks.
Hey, Nick, how you doing? Love you, babe. Boo-boo. Nikki.
But they ever called you Little Nikki when you were a kid?
No, it's funny. Like, a lot of people called me Nikki as a nickname.
Nah.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Did they call you Nicki Minaj?
No. She wasn't even fucking around back then.
She wasn't even black yet.
How about now?
Nah.
She wasn't white yet, I mean.
What else is on your list?
Fucking Yoko getting fucked over by Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's my fault, kind of.
How's it your fault?
Well, the Xbox worked fine. I just wanted to change it.
Why?
Because I wanted a new one.
New shit.
I don't like new shit, but if I had the chance. Because I thought.
I don't think you should have had the chance.
They're like,
take
guaranteed
it.
14 days, get your Xbox back. I'm like, oh, I'll do it before Titanfall comes out. And then it was like, fuck, it's been like a week after it came out, so I just bought a new one. I bought another one.
You really wanted to play Titanfall.
Yeah, I'm just going to sell this one that I have right now when I get
mine. What are you selling it for?
Huh?
How much are you selling it for?
$350.
Hey, Amity, this is the... We have an Xbox... Or what is it, Xbox?
We got an Xbox for sale.
And is Battlefield's already installed.
Battlefield 4 installed. That was pretty cool, but I don't play Battlefield. So
you'll get a free, cool game in it, too.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to pick that up, well...
Hit me up at 66666.
But you're not willing to connect with it.
No Kinect. I didn't want Kinect at first, but then I was watching YouTube videos. I'm like, I think I want Kinect now.
I mean,
but it's kind of annoying because when you're watching a movie, you got to go... Xbox, because I like, I can't hear you. I'm like, Xbox. I'm like screaming at the TV. I'm like,
you tried it?
Yeah, like mute. Like, and then it mutes. But it's a bitch when you're watching a movie. It's not worth using it.
No way to be smooth with that. Huh?
You can't be like, hey Xbox, mute.
Xbox pause.
Xbox pause. Xbox. You got to say the right words. That's why you can't be like Xbox. Go. Well, you can, but.
Isn't there a thing where, like, it only recognizes you or something?
Oh, yeah. Like, when you turn it on, you sit down, or if you get on top of it, it recognizes your face and logs you in. And it goes, welcome back, Yoko, whatever.
Doesn't that scare you?
That's creepy as fuck, dude.
You know, I can't be naked in front of it, though. I was about to say that.
I was like, it's like
when I'm naked, I always put the Kinect facing to the roof. I'm like, I don't want Microsoft looking at this genitals.
You think they're really looking at you?
They say they're not looking.
Oh, they're looking.
But, yeah, doesn't the Patriot Act? You know, they can look how the government, yeah. They wanted to.
I mean, they're listening into this. I mean, if anybody's listening to this and you hear a couple of clicks, and it's the government.
That kid got arrested because he posted on Twitter, I want to kill the president.
Who?
Some kid on Twitter. This was like maybe half a year ago.
Oh, way to fuck our amendments over, right?
Yeah, he's like, I want to kill the president of the United States. Well, he's out now, but he got in trouble.
Like, legit got arrested?
Yeah, he got legit. The cops went to his house and shit.
I had a weird conversation with on Twitter today with... I don't want to call her stupid, but she was pretty stupid. Yeah, okay. And it was our friend Randy, and she was convinced that, like, I know there's a lot of, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other people who aren't convinced that aliens are real.
Yeah.
But, like, this chick's literally like, oh, I don't believe there's anything else out there. I'm like, you really want to think that we're the only thing in the universe? Like, you're pretty fucking stupid. Like, they find new shit every day. What's to not tell you there's other shit over there? But her argument was like, oh, because God said so. And I was like, oh, you fucking know God? All right, cool.
Wow, okay.
Right? Like I couldn't even argue. God's, it was just like, oh, I think I'm arguing with someone who's mildly retarded. Like, I just stopped. I was like, nah, that's good.
Okay. Well, God said it.
He's like, that's their argument for everything.
Right? God said it. I mean, fuck it. He never lies.
That's so sad.
He's not vengeful. He won't kick your ass.
He has a good sense of humor. I mean, look at the gays.
Hey, that's not cool. Some gay guy comes. Hey, Holmes. I want to meet a gay gangster, trailer. Though. Hey, Holmes.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it fucking... Don't they fuck someone in a closet or something?
Some shit like that.
No, laundry
hey,
room?
Holmes, suck my dick, hey. Have you guys heard that song, It was like this hard punk cholo looking band that would do parodies of songs like the KKK. No, you know, they'd be like, the IRS took my baby away.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Gay Rilla Biscuits.
Nah, they had a song where it was like, my homeboy is a hoto and he's out of control.
Nah. I think I know you're talking about.
Yeah,
that.
I can't place the band name though.
I can't remember. And then they did a song where like, the IRS took my mama, my baby away. Some shit like that. They took her away from me. Like, cool band.
I think I heard the other one that, like, homie was gay.
He's like, hey, Holmes, I think I like the guys or something like that. Like, oh, me too. No, he's like, I think I like the Tool. They're like, oh, you mean that gay-ass hairy metal band? Like, no. I like guys, man. He's like, man, what else? And then the song pops. KKK.
I remember, like, one of the Pizza Night posts, I put up Gay Rilla Biscuits, and I have someone messaged me, like, that's offensive. And I was like, how's it offensive? Like, you know, some guy's talking about taking dick in the ass. I'm like, are you not open minded?
Right.
Fucking, like, as you're saying,
don't
dick
knock it till you try it.
Right? Should have said that. I mean,
I can never
what happened.
Gay sucks. Oh, did you guys watch Bates Motel? You guys watch it?
Nah.
Did you watch
that? Should creep me the fuck out when I saw the commercial.
No. Huh?
That should creep me the hell out when I saw the commercial.
I like
it. It's a good show. I only seen the first season.
Oh, they're called Manic Hispanic.
Oh, yeah. They use the Milo.
Yeah.
They just make it all beanery.
Just jolted him out. I'm watching it. No, but yeah. what's his face? In Bates Motel, I guess he was his friend. The chick was making out with a guy. Then the guy just started rubbing his thigh and shit. He's like, he just kept rubbing it off like all casually. Stop. And then he gets up like, okay, I'm going to get. You guys got to watch it. I can't explain it. Sorry, guys.
Was he making out with a guy or was he making out with a chick?
His friend, that's a chick, was making out with a guy, and the guy was touching the Norman's thigh.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he just kept rubbing it off like, stop,
one
stop.
Of those things.
Norman's fucked up, though, on the head.
Norman. Yes, mother.
You should watch it. I thought you would. That's a show you would like.
Yeah. You have Netflix?
Yeah, if I can fit it into the X-Files time, then I will, but if not, no.
Netflix almost fucked it up for me, though.
Why?
Well,
another trend.
You blame Netflix for everything.
Netflix. That's why I don't have Netflix. Well, there's nothing on Netflix I watch because I already watched it. Except I haven't been on Netflix for like a year. Right now I'm on Hulu.
Hulu Plus or Hulu?
Hulu Plus. Just because there's shows that I read. My sister,
they're
basically.
They're more up to date with their shows. Like, it'll just be like on
the. I remember the only reason I was watching Hulu for a while because they had Traumaville stuff. Like Class of Nukem High, Surf Nazis, and all this other shit.
I think I love you. That's how Max would come out.
Do you believe they still talk like that, though?
Huh?
They Cholos? Still talk like that.
Yeah, that's never gonna change, dude.
Hey,
Holmes, that's
been around for like 70 years.
Nah,
it's been around since the '70s,
yeah,
dude.
It's been around.
But what
60s,
about 60s?
Yeah, but what about remember an American Me? When they were young, they were talking like that too.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that was like
the '50s.
Yeah,
that was a long ass time ago.
Edgar James Olmos, right?
Still around?
Yeah.
Hey,
that's the culture, though.
No, I think now it's just they do it on purpose.
like probably now. I don't know.
Now it's like
they're it's mandatory.
I met kids that talk that want to talk like that.
They fuck it up.
That didn't talk like that before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like now you have to make yourself
hey, have that accent homes,
and have those words.
Hey, fool.
I'm sure in school, like that's where a lot of kids learn their vocabulary, and they don't blaze teach them how to say that shit.
That I have Chicano speech 101.
Chicano.
Right. I know a lot of people in high school who started saying, hey, fools, blaze it, fool. They didn't talk like that in middle school.
Yeah, because they were still I heard the word blaze
it when I went in ninth grade. In middle school, I'm like, I don't get it. Because I guess some kid had a sweater that said blaze, and I would always hear, oh, look, he's going to blaze it. I'm like, I don't get it.
Innocent Yoko was like, what the fuck's going on, man?
I remember I was in eighth grade.
Who's on fire?
Why would you blaze it? Are you in a rush? No, I was in eighth grade, and then I was in class just not doing my work like usual. And then, like, the dean comes and just pulls me out of class, like, hard. They take me, like, where's the weed? I'm like, what weed? Like, I didn't know what weed was, but they said, where's the blunts? I didn't know what that meant. I'm like, the blood? I'm like, what? Then they just fucking harassed me. They said, they're like, we know you're on drugs. I'm like,
okay, that happened to all of us?
I was mad.
I got harassed in fucking 10th grade. Oh no, for 11th grade for being a marching band. And I lent my friend my notebook. He was copying all my notes and shit. I just had my drumsticks and my music for marching band in my backpack. And I guess they lit a trash can on fire to where we used to hang out at. And I was going to get something to eat. So I came back and they're like, oh, you have to go to the dean's to pick up your backpack. And I went up there and he's like, you fucking slacker. And I was like, what'd I do? And he's just like, all you fucking have is drumsticks. And like, I'm surprised you don't have fucking drugs in your backpack. I was like, what did I do? And he's like, oh, fucking.
You know what you did?
Yeah, I was just like, it was a bunch of like fucking smoke screens and shit. They're just like, hey, you're being defiant. I was like, what the fuck did I do? I didn't do anything. I have marching defiance. Band. I'm fucking, how nerdy can you get marching band and fucking music in there? And drums and tape. Colored tape.
And your size too.
Right. And I was like, I'm fucking short and I have long hair and fucking.
Look like a cute little bear. You're bugging me?
Yeah, it was fucking weird. You know what? I don't want to be a dick or anything. Good thing he's fucking dead now. He had a heart attack, croaked.
What middle? Oh, okay. I remember there's a dean that died too on me too. I was like, good riddance. he thought I was on drugs like everyone else. And then, he was fixing his car and the car fell on him.
We actually had a dean named BJ.
BJ?
Yeah, that was her initial. They used to call her BJ.
You can't make fun of that.
Yeah, and it was funny because, like, no one, I don't say people at our school were stupid. It's just like, how did you not come up with, like, calling her fucking blowjob? Like oh, like, us dean blowjob? What? And just fucking, like, how did you not come up with that? Like, people were just dean like, blowjob. Yeah, exactly. They were just
we had a dean in my middle school. She was some black lady, but she had big tits. But her bra was made him pointy. So he used to call him Miss Torpedo Tits. Like, that's just funny. I don't even remember her real name. Like, Miss Torpedo Tits. Like, who said that shit?
He walked by.
She started tripping out hard. Who fucking said it?
Like, she turns hard and shit. Hey, it took an eye out, bitch. Like,
hey, point those elsewhere, lady. This ain't the Cold War. Miss Torpedo Tits.
We had a couple fucking like mean ass teachers.
We had a substitute teacher named Mr. Fries and Mac. Fries and Mac. So like fresh fries and Mac. That's just funny. Mr. Fries and
Mac. I think we had a sub who was always stoned.
We call it McDonald's or something. Mr. McDonald's. Like, my name is Mr. Fries and Mac.
I would hate to be a sub, dude.
Who fucking names your kid Fries and Mac?
That was his first name?
I don't know, but it was Mr. Fries and Mac when he wrote it down. It was the way it sounds too. Fries Mac together. No, Fries Anamac. Fries and Mac together.
Did you even spell that shit?
Fries Andmac.
Ooh.
Got lit up.
Best friends.
You don't have any shitty school stories?
I got a bunch
being harassed
of shitty,
or no?
Yeah, I got harassed, but it's like your basic shit. Like,
didn't you tell me you had a BJ in school once?
Did I get it?
Was
BJ
that you?
No,
I didn't get action until I left high school.
Danny.
Danny had a BJ in school.
In West Adams, there was the third floor, but for couples, it was like the fuck zone. So all the couples would go up there, and then my friend Danny. Well, you guys are gnomes, so fuck it. My friend Danny goes up with his girl trying to fuck. And there's already a couple there, but he told me, like, they're just all cool with this, so, like, they just high-fived each other
over the door. Like,
hey. Tag me in, bitch, tag me in.
The only time, I think, the craziest story I always tell people is, like, in West Adams was, for I had a geometry teacher. He's like Kurian, his fucking type. But I wasn't in his geometry class, but I was more like his like teacher assistant. He sent me, like, he was his bitch basically. He sent me to do errands and shit. And I didn't have to do any of the work, and he gave me like a solid grade, like a C or a B. So I was like, fuck it, cool.
Whoa, that's crazy, Max.
Like, I don't, no, okay. So he said he's a volleyball coach too, so
he raped you.
Yeah.
He touched you in your fun zone.
Actually, the football coach got arrested for
raping,
having like child pornography in his computer.
Damn, how do you get caught with that though? What happened? Someone it was on his phone. Like, oh shit,
it was on his computer, on his school computer.
Fucking
okay,
moron.
You know, he was trying to get caught. Okay,
maybe.
Yeah, he was probably trying to clean himself. Like, I gotta get caught.
What was his name?
I liked this so much.
I forgot. Oh yeah, so Kunian sent me to like one of the lockers to like no, it wasn't a locker. It was like a music room where all the kids, like different rooms where all the kids would practice their instruments, but it wasn't being occupied. So he used it for his like volleyball stuff. And he sends me to go get some backpack, and I go.
Dude, and then that's when he raped you?
Dude, there was this chick getting fucking double penetrated by these two black dudes.
That's dude's fucking wild, though.
One man. Dude's in the bottom, the chick's in the middle, and the other guy's on top.
Did you join?
I didn't join.
Did you want it, honestly? Did you think about it?
She was black. So, right when I walked in, like the dude on top turned around. He's like, "Oh shit!" And I was like, "Hey, don't worry. Like, I'm just trying to get something, and I'm gonna go."
Then you tapped him on the butt.
I just said, "Don't worry, bro." Like, sorry, dude.
Like, all right.
The dude in the bottom was like, "It's cool, man."
It's cool, man. I noted like 10 minutes ago. I'm faking this shit here, bitch.
I can feel like. The awkwardness.
Did you see his dick?
I couldn't find the backpack. I couldn't find that shit. I was looking at
what? How do you parent your daughter so wrong to be double penetrated in high school?
Someone just isn't loved by daddy. That's it.
It was fucking crazy, dude.
Was she hot?
I just saw her ass.
Was it hot?
It wasn't decent ass.
It was filled.
Ugh.
It was.
I remember one of my friends, or there's some chick we knew. She broke up with some one dude, and we happened to all be in the same class, and they were dating for, like, I guess a year and a half. So she had a bunch of videos of her just fucking him and blowing him at school. So it pretty much, like, at the end of the year when they stopped dating and all this other shit, it turned into, like, hey, you want to watch me blow this fucking dude during class? And that's all it was. It was, like, she would literally, like, I was sitting in the front, so I'd always hear it because I'd always hear, like, Frank. I'm like, fucking watching that video again. And I swear to God, it would just be all the thirstiest fuckers behind me and just her like sitting in the back and everybody's like bundled up. You know, our teacher just watching fucking amateur porn, like amateur underage porn.
Wow.
Just, I remember just sitting there going like, I better fucking pass this class. Like, I don't understand. If I fail, I might've been watching that porn if it helped me pass. That was one of the weirder things. That and like, we thought, it was on the news. Some chick from our school was fucking some kid. And I got mad because she got mad because he wanted to stop. And she ended up, I guess, identically turning herself in, or someone fucking turned her in. But it was funny because I remember she's a Spanish teacher on a different track. And our homeroom teacher was a Spanish teacher.
Yeah.
I always remember our Spanish teacher, like whenever she'd leave, because they would talk to each other. They weren't really cool. But like the other chick that got arrested would always try to come in and try to act cool and shit like that. My Spanish teacher, every time, she's a fucking whore. Yeah, there's something wrong about her. She's a whore, and I could like hear that voice. And then when I saw the news and saw her getting arrested, that's all I heard was my homeroom teacher. I told you she was a whore.
Like, but whore. I told you, son. Whore.
She knew. What was
yeah, she knew. I mean, the thing is too, the teacher that was, you know, calling her a whore, we thought she had an affair with our government teacher, because one of her kids had really big ears. Like one of the kids, and we're like, that fucking, they hang out way too much. That has to be his kid. Like that chick was never there. Like I don't ever think she taught, because like she'd start off school. We start off, and like a month later, she's pregnant. And I was like, great, you want to fit the stereotype being Mexican? Like, just fucking popping out kids. Like, she had a kid every year. Like, every year we're in high school. So it was just like, all right, fucking, that's cool.
I'm glad I don't have kids.
My two teachers in middle school fell in love. They would be in a classroom with the door closed during lunch.
So fucking
party animals.
Maybe, huh? And they ended up getting married, had a kid. Well, they actually had twins, I think.
And now that kid is me.
No, they didn't have twins. They had regular kids. regular one, like just one child. She was a twin.
Oh, okay. Man, wouldn't it be weird if like he walked in and like what if she walked in and he was banging the twin?
I feel like I'm going to have twins. If I ever have a kid, they're going to be twins because it runs in my family. So
it's like genetic, right?
Like, yeah, I'm like,
wait, are you a twin or is it just like
I have older brothers that are twins? I have uncles that are twins. I have cousins that are twins.
Wait, so you got left out?
Huh?
You got left out?
I'm the side bitch. I'm the leftover cum. Like, aw. I wish I was a twin.
You're the one that should have been in a sock.
I've never done that, masturbating to a sock.
I did. I didn't want to dirty my sock.
I use my good old-fashioned hands. Then I wash my hands.
You use your pants?
My hands.
Oh,
I thought he said pants.
I thought you said pants too.
Come into my pregnant hand and like,
ooh. Oh, fucking I think I just heard about this on Family Guy or like a while back. Like the fucking putting your dick in the jaw and your fucking belt strap when you have a boner at school. Someone fucking came on himself. I don't know. Fucking yeah. I don't know. It was at pizza night. I heard a story. Someone said this. I don't know if fucking it was elaborated or someone just fucking made it up.
Someone nutted in their jockstrap?
Someone nutted on themselves for fucking putting their dick up and wearing shorts. So I was like, when they were walking, the shorts jerked them off manually. Yeah, I don't know. That's fucking far-fetched, but I thought it was like one of you guys would have knew or
that's
something.
That's like a girl getting an orgasm horseback riding and shit.
Did that happen?
I heard.
Yeah, I heard because... pops him in
the
pussy
because the horse is throwing game.
the horse knows exactly what it's doing. He's like, "Ooh, he's like, check this one out, man." like he is the rhythm.
Got another one coming today.
Ooh.
So how was the show, Nick?
The fucking TNT show of.
Is this a comeback or was that their?
Oh
last
no, we
show?
Have a yearly period. Like, we're the yearly period. For both bands, like, for Schizo, I play in a thrash band. We have a show this Thursday, too. 21 and over. Yeah. At the House Lounge. Boring. You guys want to go? It's pretty funny, though.
21 and over?
Yeah.
Just get Max and be like, he's in the band. Would that be possible?
My bassist.
Just be like, hey.
I can never fill those shoes.
Why? For TNT?
Yeah.
Motherfucker played opens and then like he was the first one to be like, oh yeah, foo, finally back with my family, all fucking playing bass. You know what he did? Didn't fucking talk to any of us nor show up. He went to Vegas. So I was like, all right, whatever. But that show is just fucking trash. I don't know who booked that last fucking rock and roll metal band. They were talking so much shit. I'm like, this is no.
They came out, you ain't nothing but a hound.
You ain't nothing but a hound.
They came out and they're like, oh, we're not hardcore. You're not going to like us. And then, like, fucking, since no one fucking.
Wow.
Yeah, like, and they brought their own little crowd of fucking 30 year olds that thought they were all cool. Like, oh, yeah, man, my friend's playing a band. I was like, yeah, they're fucking 30 and still playing in bars for no one. All right, you're fucking cool. And you're not getting paid. All right, yeah, whatever. These dudes look like the fucking jocks that started a band at my high school. There's, like, these fucking heavy metal jocks that are, like, oh, I like Iron Maiden. I fucking love Run to the Hills, and that's all they could fucking name.
Right. And I remember, yeah, that song from Rock Band. Yeah,
exactly. It was that
I like
shit.
That song.
It was like, oh yeah, and also too, they're just like, they're like, oh yeah, I love Slayer, Raining Blood, right? And I was like, oh yeah, all right, you're cool. I got an early Slayer. Early Slayer's pretty dope.
Maybe if I had internet access when I was a kid.
I used to go to fucking Warehouse Music and just buy fucking CDs.
I was at an older cousin. That
yeah, I had an older uncle. And he gave me fucking he gave me a rest in peace.
Shit.
Rest in peace, my Megadeth, and that just set me into like, it set me away from Metallica because Metallica is just shitty music. And, like Megadeth's like more musically inclined. And
you're not even thrash.
Who? At one point, I mean, Injustice for All is a pretty sick album. But like, yeah, that show was fucking horrible. Like, I broke my pedals broke because earlier in the week because. Friends or alleged friends don't know how to take care of good equipment, even though fucking
fuck them.
Yeah, I know fucking one of the guys that really made. Oh no, he thinks he's a. I quit playing for the band that he was in, and he fucking thinks he's the best genre. He's the best drummer in the genre he plays in, just because no one could fucking play in that genre. Everybody's, it's like the downtown indie scene.
Okay.
He's like, oh fucking yeah, I don't understand why you need to use double pedals in that because fucking he can barely play. You don't like in the music he played too. Like a lot of the stuff. Like, I can literally sit there and go, like, oh, I taught you that. Like, fucking every little fill he uses, like, oh, that was when we used to fucking hang out. And all the fucking, he pretty much just jocked the same kit that I used. Just,
oh, yeah, he bought the same
Yeah,
kit.
He has the same fucking pedals, you know, fucking the same big-ass bell that I have. And, you know, and he has a fucking snare that I wanted for, like, 12 years. And it's funny because it's like, you look at all this good equipment going to no use. Like, he's got a Ludwig fucking nice-ass kit and he can't fucking play worse shit. Same thing, like, the dude that was using my pedals for the show I had last weekend. Like another guy, fucking Mr. I'm almost 30 and fucking still playing for fucking teen ass kids. Not signed, not nothing. Like, dude, it's just like, oh, yeah, man, fucking, I've been somewhere. I was like, yeah, the fucking, you know, you're going to be in the senior citizen line a lot quicker than all of us.
I was the same drummer for your other.
Nah, but it's like the same type of personality. They're like, oh, I am the band. I'm this, I'm this, I'm that. I've fucking done something. Yeah, dude, like, I booked another show for a band that I won't be in for fucking long. No, because you grew up with the people you went to. Like, that's a mistake I fucked up.
My friends.
I had a perfect band when I was
a kid, and then we stopped playing, but I joined, like, other shit, or, like, people I knew, but I wasn't really good friends with them. They're the worst, and, like, I'm the best. Or, like, I had a guitar player, he played, like, all his shit sounded the same, like, literally.
Oh, and he got mad if you called him out on it?
No, he got mad because I was getting confused with the song he was playing. That's how bad it was.
Oh, it was all the same? Yeah.
Yeah, I started singing, wait. I'm like, and then he'll get mad at me. He tried to kick me out the band, but it was my band,
So you gotta go, bitch.
Yo, he did the, like, the grimy shit, like, our first show. Like, the night before he quit. Like, him and a drummer, because they were together.
They were gay?
Maybe. Now that I think about it. No, but they try to get us dirty like that. Quit the night before our first show.
Yeah.
You know, you get excited for your first show. And then we just replaced him, like, in a day, and then we had a better band.
I couldn't...
I
couldn't really get it. Like, it's like, I mean, the best band I ever played in was called The Ninth Gate. Played one show.
The
Ninth Gate. We watched that really horrible Johnny Depp movie about the Nine Gates of Hell or some shit.
The Ninth Gate.
No. And, like, it was funny because, like, for the longest time, our little fucking logo, it was back in MySpace. Our logo was fucking a banana phone from the Muppets. And, it was like how you say you get nervous about your first show. I fucking was surprised I was awake because the night before I went to go see Maiden at the Forum, and we had First of the Barrier passes. So me and my best friend at the time were on the railing, and we were like, we were short, so our feet wasn't touching the ground, and we're being pushed up against the barrier. And I remember, like, literally we didn't shower. We were covered in fucking sweat. That was like the band sweat, our sweat, and people around us. And I remember we just went to school that day and slept in our homeroom. And then it was ninth grade, and we ended up, it was 10th grade. And we just went on stage, and we lost the talent show to our friend who's an established Mexican singer. Like, she does, like she has a really nice voice.
She's
just
famous
like,
in Mexico?
Yeah, actually, she is.
She's a
girl like that. She's like a metalhead girl. And then she's like, you know what? I'm going to sing Christian music
because they make it. And then she's like a big. Is fucking Cartman now? What is she, Cartman? No, she's like.
One of our, some kid that we know, like, he was a well-known model and, like, a dancer. And it was funny, though, because it's, like, and we, like, he thought he was hot shit because he was on the back of Metro buses.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude.
Made it.
we were in 12th grade, and me and my best friend at the time, we were fucking driving around. We're like, is that fucking Mario on the back of a bus? And then we were fucking with him. We're like, I mean, I guess, like, how everybody, like, shows, like, not affection, but just, like, oh, you've got somewhere, is when people make fun of you. So we're like, look at this faggot on the end of a fucking bus. Like, you think you're hot shit? I remember he walked up to my friend, and, like, this dude, like, every girl used to love him. Like, oh, my God, he's so defined. Because the dude was, like, he was, like, cut. But the thing is, it's just, like, he was toned. He had no body fat, yet he didn't really have muscle mass, so he wasn't sturdy. And I remember he walked up to my friend, like, trying to, like, act threatening, and my friend shoved him, like, thinking he's not going to move because this guy works out, like, fucking every day. And this kid flew, like, 5 feet in the air, like, back. Like, just a little shove. And every girl from there was just broken, like, it's fucking, he's a wimp. And it was just, it's funny because, like, now you can still take Metro buses and see him on it. Like, I don't know. He's still dancing and shit like that. But no, he fucking came off like a fruitcake, but no, he's not. I mean, that dude used to fucking. What? Models?
Dancer model.
Yeah. I mean, that dude used to, like...
I was wanting to be in a music or a play. I want to do something like that one day.
Like a musical play?
Maybe.
Like Broadway?
Broadway, I do Broadway. Manual Arts never had a program like that?
Nah. I had drama in middle school.
I hated drama.
I never did any
plays.
I'm like, I'm not
coming
on Saturday.
Yeah, we had to do a play to graduate from 12th grade. Or, like, to pass, like, in within the session, not to go to intersession, and
I
fucking failed it.
You don't need that diploma.
I didn't graduate middle school, but I got my classes. I'm like, bitch, I already got my classes.
It doesn't matter to me.
I already got PE. Women.
I mean, you don't need that middle school diploma.
You don't need that. I think elementary middle school just gets you to want to graduate high school.
That it's fucking. I'm surprised I graduated high school.
Yeah? How much was it?
Like 200. No, I didn't pay anything.
You didn't pay anything?
Once again, catching lucky breaks.
Oh, my God. It was an easy test, though. People were, like, sweating it, though. They're like,
little cholos. What's that? It wasn't the fucking... Wasn't there? Isn't there an exam when you're in high school that you have to take when you're in 10th grade to pass? Yeah. I remember, like, it was a CAT test, right?
Yeah, and then they put it to CAT 600.
Yeah, I remember... I was like, I fucking got the stomach flu, so I had to do it on the retake, and then I got my iPod taken away, because, like, oh, you can't have your iPod on, I got it taken away, and then I just refused to take the test right after, like, I was, like, halfway done with it, and he's like, you're gonna fail, like, you know, you really have to fucking answer every question right, or else you'll fucking fail, and I was like, fuck you, dude, got my iPod back, and I walked out, and I fucking still passed. Yeah.
I remember they thought I was cheating because I had the worst grades in middle school.
But you had a high test?
Yeah. I was like the third highest English for the testing. So they did like an investigation. How much? How do you cheat? I didn't cheat. It's just,
your test is stupid.
Your test is dumb.
I hate tests.
Are you like one of those people who's like, oh, I know everything, but I can't take it because it's a test?
One of those people that.
You're not like that or no?
I'm not like that.
I don't get that. Like, I mean, my girlfriend's like that.
You can't do a test and you just don't know the words.
Yeah, my girlfriend's like that and my mom's like that. And I don't understand. I was like, if you're in class the whole day and you get your material, like, how can you not pass a test? It's like that testing anxiety.
Right.
But back to what you were saying, the show sucked. We played
for
12 people. It was hot. Like, I swear to God, dude, it could have been, like, a cultural, like, they could, it could have been, like, a fucking ritualistic slaughter. It was, like, dark, and it was just one long-ass red LED light, and that's all the fucking light that was in the club, and it was just literally, like, us playing fucking
Where
music.
Was it?
It was at the House Lounge in Maywood. I'll be playing there again fucking Thursday with Schizo, so.
With who?
Schizophrenic, old thrash band.
Oh, you're playing with them?
Yeah, we another band. You have a yearly fucking period. We're supposed to practice today, but a crackhead guitarist, you know, he's the one that fucking sets up everything. Oh, I want to fucking play here, and then he'll be out fucking nodding out for like days, and just like, oh, we're supposed to practice, and yeah. So I can't fucking deal. It was weird too. I got a weird message on Facebook. Some guy's like, I have gold caps for $50 from the Bay Area, and I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? And the guy sends me a picture of fucking mushrooms, and I was like, I'm straight edge. You don't do any of this shit. Like, what are you fucking telling me that for? He's like, oh, change your mind. I was like, don't you got a kid? Like shouldn't you? Yeah, I was like, don't you got a kid? Shouldn't you be fucking, like, doing something else? And he's just, so I make my money. I'm like, oh, fucking poor life. All right, it's cool.
So, Max is posting video
bus. Just bullshitting?
He flagged it.
Flagged it.
If anything happens, don't get mad. When your pictures get flagged.
I put inappropriate.
Ah.
Why, just because you're on it?
Nah, just for fun. I never flagged a video on Instagram.
I flag a bunch of shit on Instagram just for fun.
I'm gonna start flagging people's shit. She posted a
picture of a cookie. Flagged. I don't
like the video. Because it gives you options. Now I'm gonna put it.
Nah,
it's gonna
be. Are you flagging shit too now?
No, I'm actually replying to a text. Is there anything else you guys wanna talk about? How's Titanfall?
Titanfall's tight. No, it's cool. It's just, it's like kind of like, people say it's like Call of Duty, but it's just like, it's familiar like Call of Duty, but it's not like Call of Duty.
It's like mechs, right? Like,
yeah, it's mechs. It's just basically like, it's just fast. Like, you gotta play fast. It's like, first person shooter on steroids. But it's tight.
Tell us more about the dynamics of the game.
I want to get down now. but it's cool. And then I was going to go buy Metal Gear Round Zero today. But they're fucking. They had a problem with the shipment, so, like, no one has an Xbox One. Like, they got, like, 10 copies each store.
That's bullshit.
I was like, bitch.
I still want to play Gears of War Judgment. I still haven't played it.
Gears of War. I played the first two. And then
I love all those games.
I didn't
play the multiplayer. I just played the story, played the campaign.
I'm not a multiplayer guy.
I wasn't a multiplayer guy just because I didn't have that kind of fucking free time. Like, we were in bands by that time, so I was just like, all those guys are like, oh, yeah, you fucking suck at multiplayer. I was like, yeah, because I'm too busy out fucking having a life. Yeah, exactly. Like, I got a... Right? Yeah, it was fucking... I don't
know. Do they still have that deal?
I don't know.
Fuck it.
I had Xbox Live for like a month. And I was playing dudes on NHL Live, and that was it. And I was like, I think I was watching a bunch of Netflix. It was on my friend at the time's account. Like, he put it out and it paid for me. And I was just like, and no, it's funny too, because like all those dudes that I don't talk to now, I guess we were like really good friends when we first started hanging out. So they all put me on their fucking Kudasawa accounts. So now when people call me up, they're like, "Oh, is he good for money?" I'm like, no, he's fucking horrible. The guy owes me like $200. So I fucked their credit up. I don't give a shit. I really don't care. You better find him before I fucking find him. He got a new address. Yeah, what?
I used to work there.
How is it?
It's easy, but it's fucking boringest job I've ever had. Like, but they just get on your back like, you need to make sales, warranty, rip them off, ruin their lives.
I mean, it seems like hell.
You just fucking stand all day.
I didn't know what it was when I was younger. Like, it was like, it's like they have a bunch of shit in like Spanish. Yeah. I remember one time we went to the Southgate Theater, and I went in there to try to like buy a movie, like just before like we were going to theaters. I think I went in there to try to buy a game. No, I couldn't fucking buy the movie in English. Oh. Like, it was all, everything was in Spanish, and I got fucking mad. I was like, what the hell, dude? Like. What's wrong with you, Max? You just seem like you haven't been wanting to talk around.
I'm tired.
Long day?
You know what threw me off?
What?
I had a phone interview.
You had a phone interview? Is it bullshit?
Santa Monica Pier.
He's on his way here. And then he turned on his phone. Hi, I'm Christy with the Santa Monica Pier.
What's her name, Christy?
I don't know.
I forgot her name.
Max was like slurring his words too. Like, excuse me. You know.
I wasn't even expecting it.
What are you doing? What was I doing before?
For a job there.
Okay, dipshit. Like, I know that, but like, doing what at the pier though?
Rides. Like,
oh, okay, like, I fucking standing there on the wood. Like, yeah, I work at the pier. Like, what do you do? I'm fucking just stand here.
No,
like,
I'm gonna work at a fucking rides. I'm gonna be like a roller coaster guy or something. I just want a job.
You're gonna Joe Dirt it. Just be like, is that your sister right there? Let you go on one more time.
Joe Dirt it. Unlimited my ass. I didn't say I'm pretty unemployed. I said I'm.
Shit, sounded cool.
I'm like, I'm not.
I'm broke.
I just have school. That's it.
And he was about to say, like, so can you make it at 12? He was about to say no. I'm like, I mean, at 2, huh?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, how long does it take? Like, I was thinking about like how long it would take. But yeah, 2 or 2:30. And it's the office is next to the basketball courts.
So you're gonna fucking ball it up after, or what?
I do get hooked up at my jobs.
What would be your dream job then?
Fucking directing, writing movies.
My dream job would be.
No one asked. Just go ahead.
No, I was thinking you didn't throw me off. Bitches don't throw me off. What would be your dream job?
I don't know. Probably like making drums. Not probably just making drums.
What?
Yeah. I mean, like, when I redid the snare, like, that was just fucking fun. Like, I can picture doing that or fucking driving a Zamboni.
What about your pizza restaurant?
You know what I can do now? Because Randy's mom's been, you know, they've been asking again, like, when to start it. I, like, earlier, like, the whole thing is I was, like, I had a team together to start this pizza thing called Light the Lamp Pizza, a hockey-themed pizza place in Los Angeles, because it's always just fucking sports bars with basketball, baseball, and fucking and football. So I just wanted to do one, you know, on hockey, and that's what happens. Like, when it's what happens when people can't act mature.
Would Thursdays be Canada night?
Huh?
Would Thursdays be Canada night?
Saturdays.
Saturdays.
Yeah, because that's when they have hockey night in Canada.
Oh.
So.
Ooh.
But like, it's just happens when like people are too immature to like fucking like to deal with people. Like now, like all the group of friends I was gonna fucking start it with aren't friends anymore. I mean, we're all friends, but I meant like the two main guys that you're gonna help me run it. Like I'm still really fucking good one friends with one of the other one fucking deserves to eat fucking everyone's fist. I've noticed
that the regulars on pizza night always change. There's always like different regulars.
Yeah. I haven't seen some of your friends. At pizza night. They all go to school like my friend George from ASAU. Yeah, George and Junior. Oh, that's Chino. That's my friend Chino. No, like George and George works tonight. David, being David.
The little guy, right?
David. Nah, that's David. Carrie. Okay. Carrie should be here later on. That's George. He can't drive at night. He has like a really bad eye condition.
He's like, I can't see shit.
Yeah, we were at a show one time. We were at one of those DG shows, and it was just like, oh, fucking. I know Max can fucking vouch with me on this. Hey, do you hate when people jock your shit? And you're like a band, you work hard for your shit. Has anybody ever jocked any piece shit?
Like blatantly? Like
yeah, like just fucking straight out, like jock something, like a shirt idea, anything you've done. Like, anybody ever done that to you?
Sedition has had a two-step that we did, but they made it into a breakdown. Same exact notes and tone.
Is it right after
they did it on purpose?
I don't know. I think they might have heard our stuff and then, like,
forgot. I took a selfie, guys.
Us and then
so you're still giving them the benefit of the doubt?
Yeah. But I don't know those guys, so I don't know.
I was fucking, we have a show Friday. You want to come? It's at the upper room, or it's at the Blacktop in BG.
Dude, I'm down.
It's Amnesty and DA. And the stupid thing is like, Endings.
I like Amnesty.
Endings is playing third. They were playing second originally. And they had to leave early, so they have to play after us, which made no fucking sense. Which I told Jeff, like the guy who's throwing it. I was like, I know they don't have to leave early. I know it's just because fucking they want to suck Facial Maker's dick as usual. And yeah. We all have beef with them. Like, just we just don't like them in general. And it was funny because we were talking shit because they Endings straight out. Oh, who's ready for Heavy? The Heavy. Anybody who knows any band that I play in or know DA, everybody makes fun of us. Oh, the Heavy. The Heavy. The
is
Heavy.
That what Adam is always saying, the originators of the
Yeah, that's why he's fucking putting OG Heavy and all this other shit. Because, like, those kids, like, every video, oh, yeah, come get Heavy with us. Ooh. And I start fucking with them. I was like, oh, like, hey, so when are you going to start paying tax on us with it? And then,
said, when are you going to start paying your taxes?
Like, it was personal. Fucking, it was until, like, your best friend Edwin fucking thinks he knows everything about wrestling, too. Fucking started running
the drummer?
Yeah, that dude at a show, he was like, he told me something. He's like, I was just in a really bad mood, and he was wearing an Axis shirt. He's like, oh, I'm fucking sponsored by Axis. I'm like, when they start sponsoring fucking rejects, like, I was like, they know you're mentally retarded, and he just got all mad. He's and like, shit.
Well, obviously last week, stupid. Who's retarded
now? I wish someone would burn me like that, but no one's ever that smart.
You can't say anything
back
to
that. Right?
Obviously last week, stupid.
But yeah, so we have a show with those bands, and what we're going to do after that show, if anybody hears this and it's going, directly after we're all going to buy Rio's Pizza and come back here and fucking just chill out and eat. So if you guys want to go to the show, hang out.
Can I go?
Yeah.
I'll make sure this airs before any other day. Last week I took a day.
Yeah, extra. Everybody's like,
I forgot. I was like, oh shit.
Everybody was just like, what the fuck was like? I remember Randy, a couple of my friends are like, oh, folks with a podcast. I'm like, you guys really don't have a life, huh?
I'm glad they tell you because no one gives a fuck.
I force feed this to some of the people I talk to. I'm like, let me see your phone. Subscribed.
Like, I don't. It's funny though. I don't really have to do that. Like I did that with like my sister.
Well, I have a lot of like envious hater friends. Like they'll be like, nope, gay. You know what I mean? Like.
Weren't we supposed to invite Mullet on this show?
Let's invite him next week. Well, we'll see if he has time.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mullet can come if he's hearing this right now.
Yeah, if come. He hears our podcast and he's just not liking it, yeah, show up next Tuesday.
You have
green light. You're the green
light. You're green lit it.
You're
green lit it. Lit it.
I do
want
to start having legit guests on here, though.
Yeah.
Joey Ramos is coming next week.
He has to come.
Formerly known as Jose Manuel Ramos.
Now known as Joey Green.
Oh, wait, I forgot the last part. Junior.
Dude, if he does come, I could bring all my cholo cousins and scare the shit out of him. I could bring my Uncle Bear.
Did I tell you that story?
Yeah, that's what I heard about it last week when he fucking freaked out. Was it? It was at a party. One of your guys' party, or Matt? Or
it was one of our shows.
Yeah.
That we threw at Johnny Leo's house.
I went to that show.
Did you?
Yeah.
You saw Leo got knocked out?
No.
By who?
I went there and then by I went some somewhere else. Dude.
He got punched right in the eye.
Ooh. You know what I hate? being cock blocked by girls.
Doesn't that always happen to you?
Nah, not always.
How does
always.
That even happen, though?
Huh?
How does that even happen?
Well, like, I remember. How does that happen? Just bitches would be like, no, he's not right for you.
Oh, those are just ugly friends that can't get fucking guys. That's all.
Liz. I don't want to drop any names, Liz.
Liz.
I'm sure she's hearing this right now.
Who is she?
She just, huh?
Who is she?
Some girl Oscar was in love with for a while. They even have the same last name, Torres.
Oh, like, is that the one we were talking about last week?
I think I showed you a picture of her like super drunk with like she fell asleep drunk, right? So like half her little gut was hanging out, and then some of my friends, they put like two bottles on her hand. So like, they put a sailor cap on her. So it's like, I'm gonna look for this picture.
You should do that. We should use that as a
that'll be our new sticker.
You're all fucked up.
Let's see. Where could I? Damn it! I just tell my friend to send it to me. I want to show you guys.
So, what do you think? You're gonna get hired, Max?
I'm sure I'm gonna get hired.
Damn, Max doesn't get hired.
You hook up with some free rides or what?
I hope they're not listening to this.
They are. She's a top subscriber.
I get free passes.
Hi, Max. This is Catherine, and
you are fucked.
You're not getting a job here. So pack your bags.
I get free passes. So if you guys want to come,
I'm down. I heard they get free passes.
Like I've only been there once.
I've been there a couple of times. It's okay.
Here, we took Daisy for her 19th birthday or 18th birthday. We took her out there, and we went to.
It's a good time passer. I mean, I've been there a few times.
We're only there for like an hour, dude. Fucking, I won her some domo thing, and then we just balanced.
You know what I like there? I like that ship, the one that goes up and down, side to side. Brutal. No, you know the carnival ride.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That one's pretty cool. It's better than Six Flags ship.
Never been a big fan of carnivals.
I like
Carnival food.
I don't like carnival. Well, I don't know if I like carnival food. I never had it.
This is all funnel cake.
I don't really care for funnel cakes.
Fried Oreos?
Ugh, I never had that. I never even heard of that.
That's just dope.
Fried Oreos?
Yeah, there's a place on fucking on Indiana.
Did it melt?
Huh? No, not really. Well, it kind of just
or dissolve.
Oh, okay. You had the Oreo cakes?
Yes.
Okay, it's just that. That's all it tastes like. It just like the cookie itself like blows up like that, and then it's just like lightly battered, and that's it. It's all right. Yeah, there's a place on Indiana that sells it. You can get like fucking 3 for $2 or some shit like that.
Wait, what?
I want to go to last year we went to the Queen Mary Halloween thingy. Me and Max.
Fun. Did you hear about that? Was that also new? Did I tell you about that? There's that fucking zombie cruise. It goes off. Yeah. I've been trying to find the flyer for that. I asked my friend about it, and he hasn't. He went, but he just can't find the flyer anymore.
Motherfucker. We should go, though.
All of us?
Halloween's always a fun year.
Halloween's something to look forward to now. Then. Now we can just
That's probably my favorite holiday, if you even call it a holiday.
Why don't we just start filming shit for it? We'll do our little shorts.
I've been wanting to do like those 2-minute, you know, you've seen on YouTube, those 2-minute horror shorts.
What are we doing? We'll do it tonight.
Want to do it tonight?
Yeah.
I think we gotta get ready for that.
We can have real fear. We can just stick Oscar in the back room, turn the lights off.
We can just kill him.
Oh, dude. Someone hides in the fucking bathroom, and like we won't close the door, and we'll just throw Oscar in there, slam the door, and just lock it, and then fucking have someone come out of the bathroom, scare the living shit out of him.
I'll be like a weird chant.
Start playing Ghost.
Hey, we're all going to that or no?
Loose. I'm down to go, but I'm waiting for Max to buy his
ticket. Still out?
Yeah, dude, tickets are still out.
I'll check. All right, well, tomorrow we'll agree.
Well, fuck you. Either I'm getting tickets tomorrow. It doesn't matter.
All right, you getting tickets tomorrow?
I'll get tickets tomorrow. Since I got the job coming anyway, so I'll get my tickets tomorrow.
Yeah. You know what? I saw the most fucking stupidest thing. This one dude, another I won't say his fucking name, but he's 32. Another drummer. I remember.